Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
You've been teasing this all morning. You've been talking about the fact you had a confession to make. It is time to stand up. We're doing it press conference style. The media are waiting. The photos are being taken. Yeah. You have a confession to make.
Look, sorry I can't be more jovial at this moment. It's a sensitive matter.
Mm-hmm.
I need to apologise to the town of Barmera.
Whole town.
Also the team at Big River Foodland, they've been done harsh by this. The incident occurred yesterday afternoon. I was making my way to Rollbush Quality Meats and stopped off at Big River Foodland beforehand. I entered the premises, checked in at the QR code. I also sanitised my hands. At first I was worried that I'd been stuck by some bad hand sanny. You know, Brooke, I'm passionate about that. Check your sanny if you own a business in the Riverland.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very important.
Then I continued to rub my hands and it did soak in. It was fine. I then proceeded to pick out some vegetables, some broccoli, some carrots for dinner before heading into the health food aisle. It was there that I had an encounter with a mother and a shopping trolley. She was coming out of the aisle. I was coming into it. It happens often, but we both sort of like caught each other by surprise.
I could
see the shock in her eyes, Brooke. We were both caught off guard, but it was more than that. I could just tell I had crossed some sort of line. There was some trust that had been violated in this near miss. As I looked at her face, I realised I wasn't wearing a mask.
Oh my goodness.
I'd gone this whole way, maskless, into Big River Foodland. Embarrassed immediately. This is just, it's a horrible place to be. You don't want to be this guy, Brooke. I then abandoned my mission for the rest of the grocery. I just got ready to leave. I went straight to the checkout. I hid behind a man who was already buying his groceries, and he'd come into the store also not wearing a mask. So I just thought, oh, we've just got a little gang of people who are not wearing masks inside Big River. And I kept my eyes at the floor. I couldn't bear to look anyone in the eyes, not the lovely shop attendant who was wearing a mask. I just stunk. But I was the guy in Big River Foodland not wearing a mask.
Look.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry to Barmera. I'm sorry to Big River. You guys doing great with your COVID safety. But I've pissed the bed.
Look, you... It is a very serious topic of mask wearing. However, obviously, very easy to do. I myself nearly walked into Foodland Redmark last night without a mask on, but I turned back and went back. Bob, we respect the fact that you're ashamed and disgraced, but I think we will get through this.
I hope so.
Thank you for feeling comfortable enough to share it with not only me, but the entirety of the Riverland.
And if I'm not welcome back in Barmera, or if I'm banned for life from Big River, you know, I'll understand.